وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي. The original rule for the wasiyah to be written clearly with the witnesses. This is how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be written clearly, like how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Hadith ibn Umar في الصحيحين, he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, ما من أحد حق عليه أن يوصي فيه يبيت ليلتين إلا وصيته مكتوبة عند رأسه. هذه الصحيحين حديث ابن عمر. Suppose for every single one who have something to do wasiyah with it, to not to sleep two nights in row without that wasiyah being written clearly in a paper under his head, means with him. It's a figurative speech to show you how important for you to write wasiyah. If you have something to do wasiyah with it, to write it down clearly and to keep it always with you and remind people surround you, etc. Because with this way you preserve your right and others' right also. This is how it's supposed to be. But the rules of the ulama, if the wasiyah been saying clearly with the witnesses and people they witness it, they count it. Unless if the ruler, the judgment, the court in your place, they refuse to accept any kind of wasiyah not being written on a paper, they have this kind of right. But normally in our culture is accepted if it's with the correct witnesses and a clear testimony. But the original form and how supposed to be written clearly on paper, even he witnessed people on what he wrote on that paper. This is how supposed to be, to protect the rights of him and others with the best way. Barakallahu feek.